Oh, hello, Jeanette.
Asian Wide Hits, this is Asian Pop Radio, the Jeanette and J-John show specifically. And hello to you too, Henry.
Oh, hello.
How you doing, Henry?
Am I still coming through?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm feeling fantastic.
We'll tell you if you're coming through at the end of the segment, if you came through with a good segment or not.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it. But no, it feels good to be part of the APR family again after all this time.
And one of the earliest members of Asian Pop Radio back in 2011.
In fact, you could say that J-John, myself, and Jedi Scuff were the founding members.
This is correct, because Sandra is also calling on the other line, but it's all good. We're going to get back to her later. I feel bad because we should have called her back by now. So, Henry, we have been speaking a little bit over the last week about EXP Edition, correct?
That is correct.
And, there's mixed feelings about EXP Edition. Do you want to remind us a little bit about who the group are and what they're doing and the controversy that surrounds them? What's it all about?
Okay, well, first off, I've got a few things I've got to get off my chest about the reaction for EXP Edition, but to explain EXP Edition in the nutshell for the listeners, it is a K-pop group where all the members are Westerners and they sing songs in Korean.
Yes.
And they have not gotten the welcome that most people would have hoped they'd get to receive.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is where things start to really grind my gears.
Mm. It's hard to be angry with so much happiness and laughter behind you, isn't it?
well, this is... Okay, this is what grinds my gears about the reaction on EXP Edition.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are people hating on this group so badly? I mean, we've got four Western guys who have gone out of their way to learn Korean, do dance moves, you know, can obviously sing quite competently, and yet people are hating on it. And the irony of it all is that if this had been just a Korean boy band, no one would have cared. But because it's... You know what this is? I can summarize in two words. It's reverse racism, people. Reverse racism. I mean, because in the eyes of the global K-pop community, the mere concept of a white person singing in Korean just doesn't compute.
But the other side of the argument, Henry, is that, and it's been made by quite a few people, that the Western, industry is well developed. It's been there for a very long time. Lots of white people get the chance to be able to be in the industry, and it's incredibly hard for someone that's outside of that community to make it in the Western media. Incredibly challenging. And here is an industry that's still quite new. You know, Hallyu Wave, you know, it's been there for about 10 to 15 years, and people are finally in Korea specifically. The Koreans are finding a way to, you know, be a part of the music industry, have success in the music industry, and then they feel like that's being taken away from them when a bunch of guys from America come in, right? Like, I can sympathize and understand where they're coming from.
I'm not buying that argument.
Okay, well, I tried so hard.
I'm not buying that argument because, well, there's a couple of things I want to raise. First off, a lot of people are hating on EXP Edition because they aren't that fluent in Korean. Okay, now, in fairness, Korean and English are grossly different languages in terms of their grammar, their pronunciation, and their sentence structure and what have you. And, you know, to really hate on them for that, I mean, you know, you've got to be a bit fair because, I mean, you know, but at the same time, you've got to give them brownie points for being able to produce an entire song in Korea. Now, the other thing about this whole thing that K-pop is a new industry and it's just, you know, it's old Whitey trying to take over when they've got opportunities of their own. No, I don't buy that argument at all, okay? Because the way I see it is if there's opportunities, if a person is talented enough and strong enough in their skill, they can go to another country and try their chops at it, then they should be rewarded justly.
So what you're suggesting, Henry, is that it shouldn't matter what your background, if you work just as hard and you understand the language and you're fluent in that language and you get the industry, that anyone should be able to have a stab at it. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And you know, look, Sam Hammington, okay, this is an Australian guy who's been on Korean television for many, many years, mm-hmm. can speak Korean fluently. No one complains about him.
Well, they're used to it. They've given up trying.
Yeah, no one complains about him.
And they've
got the nerve to complain about four guys that have produced, I think it's just one or two songs. And then there's the, I recall there's another argument that EXP Edition, they didn't go through the same process that most K-pop idols go through, which is, sign your life away for 500 years, you know, live on, you know, beans and rice for during that time. And, you know, go through the process of, you know, singing and dancing and acting over and over and over again, you know, through some miracle that you get selected out of, say, you know, 100,000 trainees to be part of a five-member group. Well, and even then, there's no guarantee that you'll be successful.
Exactly. Well, we made a post about it on our Facebook page, fb.com/AsianPopRadio. And if you want to scroll down to that and have a say on this, that would be fantastic. Or if you're listening to this segment on our podcast, make sure you comment in that section and tell us what you think. And we're hoping, we've been talking...
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We've been talking to their management and we're hoping to have the guys on the show next week. So we should be able to, yeah, get their thoughts on, you know, the way they've been received over the last couple of years, and especially just a few weeks ago when they released their latest teaser and MV. So looking forward to that. Henry, I'm hoping that you stand clear because we don't want you to get hit by a train. Any final words?
Okay, you really didn't hear that, did you?
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. You're on location. Okay. It's Sydney. No one rests.
Yeah, this is a message that I'm going to, a proclamation that I'm going to make to the APR family and to everyone that's listening to this program. I think it's time for us to band together for the little guy to help us support the little black duck known as the EXP Edition to achieve the money and the success that they deserve. And time to put those haters in their place. In fact, we can collectively plan a foot so far up their back passage that they're going to be tasting chew polish for the rest of their lives.
All right, good. Nice closing words. Very uplifting for the show.
Let's get it right up.
All right. Thank you, Henry. And apologies to everyone else on the carriage that Henry's on currently in Sydney. Chat soon, Henry.
Thank you very much.
Asian Pop Radio.